The Money Show.
Consumer Ninja.
Wendy Nola is our Consumer Ninja, talking about bank scams. Wendy, the curse that simply won't die. And lots of people still getting caught.
A lot of people are. I get so many of these in my inbox, Bruce, which is why I talk about them a lot in the hope of spreading awareness. And, you know, if you have an elderly parent who's still banking, have these conversations. You know, it's important that they know what they're up against, really. So, it's not only the elderly who are falling prey to credit card fraud and other forms of bank fraud, but they are first prize for fraudsters because they are generally less tech savvy than younger bank clients, and they are far more likely to be bamboozled into releasing their bank details to a fraudster, and more likely to get, you know, agitated and flustered and let that rob them of you know, common sense and ways to protect themselves. So anyway, this week I dealt with a case of 73-year-old Chris and of Cape Town and his wife. They were robbed in late August of his wallet containing his ID card, driver's license, and three Nedbank cards, and his wife's cell phone was taken. So he immediately blocked his cards, and his wife blocked her phone and SIM with Vodacom, and they thought that they had protected themselves. But early this month, Chris was battling to log into Nedbank's internet banking site. It wouldn't accept his username or password. He kept putting them in, but then he couldn't access his account. What he'd done, sadly, is click on a link in a phishing email, a fake one sent by the fraudsters. I haven't had one of these particular ones for a while. It's mostly credit card fraud done via phone, where they trick people into giving their one-time password so they can go shopping. But they are still happening, as in this case. So he had got this email saying there's a deposit that's been made into your account. Click on this link to check or whatever. And so it was that he was on this fake site. And he then phoned his bank saying he needed help getting into his own bank account detail, not realizing it was on a fraudster site. And he phoned their general customer contact number, and that's after a few minutes, the person he was speaking to, the agent he was speaking to, realized that he'd been a victim of fraud and told him, actually, your account, there's R1,000 gone from your current account, and also they'd transferred his entire overdraft of R16,000. Of course, they make themselves beneficiaries, and then they just transferred the money. It was a Bidvest account it went into. So when this happens, unfortunately, Bruce, as we know, the banks usually, when the money's gone, they say we're not liable. We keep, you know, all the banks have been warning for years about phishing emails, telling their customers not to click on a link in an email, no matter how authentic the email may look. And of course, the Ombud for Banking Services usually side, if not always side, with the bank. If the victim then lodges a complaint because their bank won't give them the money back. So Chris wrote to me, I'm now in a fix with no money, debit orders needing payment, and with money coming in from pension and medical aid, because of course his account's now frozen. This could take up to 8 weeks to resolve or much longer. I have no idea what my next step should be. Can you please advise in any way? So I wasn't holding out too much hope for Chris when he asked me for help, until he revealed in his email that he'd been kept on the line with that Nedbank staffer for 90 minutes, an hour and a half, waiting to be transferred to the fraud department so that the transfer of his funds could be blocked. So I thought, well, there's a thing, something that I could work with to get, you know, to argue that he should, that maybe if that fraud happened because he was on the line for so long before he could engage with the fraud department and get them to stop it, maybe they would have to pay him back. Anyway, so I took up the case with Nedbank and I got a surprising answer. They said, we are happy to confirm that all of Chris's funds have been recovered and will be returned to his account as soon as possible. He didn't know this, and I don't know when they were planning to tell him that. It was the last thing I was expecting.
Sorry, so they'd managed to actually get the money back, which is, I think,
but
that's a really nice breakthrough, because, I mean, one's impression is that these crooks are so quick and they then just money jumps from account to account to account all over the world, and before you know it, it's gone and gone forever.
That's usually the case. So I said to them, you know, Before I get there, on the issue of why it took so long, they were experiencing high call volumes, and I thought, oh, okay. And we apologize for the inconvenience, and we want to remind all our clients to be vigilant with their banking information and the usual thing, don't click on a link, don't give your PIN. So I asked how this happened. Mitigating actions, said Nedbank, were already taken at the early stage during Chris's telephone interaction with us. In this case, it involved sending a request to the recipient's bank to which the money had been paid over. It took the other bank a little while to revert with the final recovered amount, but thanks to the fact that Chris had alerted us so quickly, ironically, he hadn't realized he was actually being defrauded at that point. He just wanted to get into his account. The funds had not yet been withdrawn. And then they said Nedbank has a 15-minute delay on instant payments to other banks for security reasons to buy us some time in situations like these. I should add that we recover funds fairly often, provided we become aware of the matter before the fraudsters have withdrawn or spent the funds. So Chris got lucky because he actually made the call saying, hey, guys, I can't get into my account. He didn't have any idea then when he made the call that this fraud was busy happening. And because he made the call, you know, as Nedbank says, they were able to stop it. It's just unfortunate that he went through weeks of anxiety, not realizing the funds were recovered when they actually were. I suppose the bank didn't want to get his hopes up, but I just happened to step in the middle of that whole process, and it was so nice to be the one to go to him and say, you know, Chris, you're getting your money back.
I fixed it for you because I am the consumer ninja.
I like to be a fixer, but it's a bigger story always. I mean, often I can't fix when it's this kind of phishing story. And that's why I think it was especially gratifying for me, because I so seldom get a win on phishing fraud.
To be fair to Nedbank, I mean, we scoff at the excuse, because you phone up any call center at any time of the day, it rings and then it says, we're experiencing
high call
volumes. And you go, oh, yeah, of course you are. And I just don't believe them anymore. Yes. But in this case, you listen to the hardship of some of the people who work in these call centers, working from home, and it's remote working, and they're much better at it than they were at the beginning of lockdowns and stuff like that. But it's a different world in which they're operating. So the fraudsters, no doubt, are taking advantage of those opportunities that present themselves.
Absolutely. And I think a lesson for everyone is, well, A, not to click on a phishing email. But if as soon as something is untoward, as soon as you can't access your account or your cell phone goes dead or anything like that, phone your bank. You know, it could be the case that the funds are being transferred as you speak to them. So have the number in your phone. And Nedbank said that, you know, they apologize for the long wait. It should never have happened. And they're looking into that, that he was on hold. You know, it was on the phone. It was on hold for 34 minutes alone, nothing being said to him, and then some calls in between. But so hopefully that case will spare others from enduring that. But, yes, nice result in the end. Well done to Nedbank. They could have perhaps told him a bit earlier, because he was highly stressed, but a very nice result in the end.
Thank you, Wendy Nola, our consumer ninja, on a Wednesday evening with good news for Chris and his wife. I mean, and you know, the trauma of having your money taken away from you in any circumstance is awful. And you're not thinking clearly. You are desperately trying to get this problem solved as quickly as possible. You need all the help that you can get. And I'm delighted in this case, this particular case, this rare case, it worked in Chris and his wife's favor.